This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Terry Toad back at Redbird Arena. It is showdown time at the OK Corral tonight.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. The Lancers one strike away from capturing the Class A State Baseball Championship. Glick looks into Burbridge for the sign. Josh to the stretch. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball. Slowly hit to the second baseman, Hirschman to first. Out here!
Lancers win! Lancers win! Are you glad to be a Lancer fan?
Wow!
The Lancers have captured
the Class 1A State Baseball Championship as the Rockets red glare in the background and the Lincolnwood High School baseball team of 2009 has boldly gone where no high school team in the history of Lincolnwood has gone before.
Hope at the top of the key, inside the lane. Spence puts it off the ground. It is
another terrific play by Hope Schulte. You wouldn't believe it. And that's the buzzer. Wow. Hope Schulte putting on a show here tonight.
Top of the key to Molly. Molly fires it to Venetia. V open for the three for the tie. Good! The sophomore sticks it home! A big grin on her face. She waves for the Lady Redskin fans to come to their feet. And Coach Maury Huff grinning from ear to ear.
Oh, the voice. The iconic voice of the great Terry Tote. Welcome to Sports Saturday along with David Jenkins, Tim Mines with you here on FM 106. And we are going to spend today honoring the legacy of Terry Tote. He touched so many lives, so many great memories that we all have of Terry from his 40-plus years here at WSMI. Just an iconic man. He was laid to rest on Thursday, and we have the ceremony recorded, and we will get that up on our website here probably sometime today at WSMIRadio.com. We're going to dedicate this show to your phone calls, 532-2066. 324-2345, 854-2312. Please call any one of those numbers. We're going to put you on the air so you can tell us your memories about Terry Tote. We have on the phone right now Helen from Nokomis. Good morning, Helen. You're on Sports Saturday. Thank you so much for calling. And what is your memory of Terry?
Good morning, Tim. The memory I have of Terry was in 1988. My son, Sean Kerlock, he was 6 years old and started playing soccer in Raymond. Nokomis went over to Raymond to play, and that day when we arrived early, Terry was out chalking the field, the soccer field, to get it ready for the game. And we didn't know too much about soccer at that time, and Terry came over and talked to us and explained about soccer. Here he is with his referee shirt on. And he taught Sean some kicks and all about soccer. He was very instrumental in the soccer team. And then he met him again years later on the Mustang basketball team when he was in fourth, fifth, and sixth. And there he was, a referee for that. And my son, Sean, had to guard Venetia Waterman on the Mustang basketball team.
Oh.
And Terry always laughed about that because Sean was little and he had to guard Venetia Waterman.
Oh, Helen, that is such a wonderful story. And that was the thing about Terry. It didn't matter if he was talking to a 17-year-old high school kid or a 6-year-old youth player. He had such an ability to relate to kids.
He sure did. He did. And then my son was the manager of the basketball, football, and baseball team when he was in high school. And after he got out of high school in 2001, Mr. Davis, the athletic director, asked him if he would run the clock. And he ran the clock throughout his years. And he passed away from us. It was 9 years ago last Saturday, May 25th. And Sean was very touched with Terry's life. He sure enjoyed Terry's.
Helen, thank you so much for your phone call this morning.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it. I'll remember Terry forever.
Absolutely. And that's the wonderful thing about the legacy that he has left is he is physically gone from the earth now, but stories like Helen just relayed is why his memory will live on forever. What's your story of Terry? 532-2066, 324-2345, 854-2312. Those are all 217 area codes. Please call us. Let us know your memory of Terry Tote. What a man. What a career. What a legacy. And, you know, we all loved him so much. And the radio station is not going to be the same without him. I've said the jobs that he did, we will replace those. We will get the jobs done and we will move along there. But the man, the personality, that will never be replaced. And joining us on the phone right now is Donnie Downs from Hillsmore. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing all right. I'm sure you have multiple memories. I'm curious where you're going.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and when you started out the show, you played the Nokomis Girls. And to me, that was Terry and I had a talk after the first championship game the girls did, or when the girls won. I said, Terry, you know, you've done missed your calling. You need to take the tape. Because the girls were all getting them, and the people from Nokomis was all wanting a copy of them. You know, I heard it live, and it was just unreal. He brought you a front row seat in your living room. It was just incredible. And I told him, I said, Terry, you missed your calling. You need to submit these tapes. You know, Jack Buck is retiring. No, I was being serious. He said, Donnie, you know, he said, I'm where I need to be. You know, these kids, I'm where I need to be. I'm like, I'm telling you, you know, you've got something, man. The way you do your thing, it's something. It's special. And he's like, well, I'm where I need to be. You know, these kids, this is what I enjoy. You know, he likes to highlight the young athletes and he's one of a kind.
He is. And you're exactly right, Donnie. He could have gone on to a bigger market, to any type of thing.
Yeah.
But like you just said right there, he was where he wanted to be.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, and I told Tim, I've told you numerous times here recently that you're doing a fantastic job carrying the torch. You've listened to everything he's taught you, and you guys all have done a fantastic job. And you know, Terry, he loved what he did. He loved highlighting the young kids and the athletes. And, you know, that's what I like. I like high school sports. You know, and young kids they're busting their tail out there. You know, they work and you spend $3-4 and, you know, have a good time like that.
Well,
watch the kids do their thing.
We lost another one of our dear friends a number of years ago, Uncle Ralph. That's what he would always say.
Yes.
Where are you
going to
get better entertainment value than a high school sporting event for $2 or $3? And it's so true. And I heard Terry so many times, Donnie, never worked a day in his life. He loved coming to the station every day.
Exactly. And, you know, and Uncle Ralph's famous saying was M-O-N-E-Y.
And
Terry Tote is, you know, and I hope I don't get in trouble with Brian over there at the radio station, because, you know, who knows what his salary was, but obviously it ain't about the money, you know. It wasn't about the money. It was about what he loved to do.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Thank you so much for your call this morning, and I know what Terry meant to you, and I know what he thought of you as well, and thank you so much for your thoughts here this morning.
You bet, guys. Take care.
Donnie Downs from Hillsboro. Taking your phone calls this morning on Terry Tote, 532-2066, 324-2345, 854-2312. And you heard Donnie allude to the Nokomis games, and those are, in a lot of ways, kind of not the pinnacle necessarily, but those were the two of the greatest games that Terry called. And there, I know there are two of his favorite games to call. And when you listen to them, and by the way, we'll be replaying the 1998 state championship broadcast next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock here on FM 106. We're going to start a series of classic broadcasts involving Terry. We're going to do that throughout the summer. We're also going to have a number of shows dedicated to Terry here this summer. But some of the things that he did and said on those Nokomis games, he just never did again. The woohoos, the Merry Christmases, he didn't do those on any other game. So it was raw emotion and joy when he was calling those 1998 and 1999 state championship games. Just wonderful times, and just the great man and great life of Terry Tote. And joining us right now on the phone is Rich Henry from Staunton. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Sports Saturday.
Well, thanks, Tim. I wasn't much in the way of the sports part of talking to Terry, but calling him in the morning to report the rain amount, yeah, the snow amount. But I would a lot of times when I'd be here late in the office working, and if Terry was broadcasting a game, I enjoyed just listening to him,
yeah,
even though they might have been teams not even in the Staunton area. Maybe it was Nokomis against Hillsboro. Terry just had a dynamic force about him, and he made the game interesting. So, you know, I'm going to miss him, as everybody else will.
Yeah.
So appreciate the time on here to say just a few words about Terry.
Absolutely. Did you get any rain last night, Rich?
Do what? No, we didn't.
Okay.
Didn't no rain or I would have called you.
That's right. You would have. You're very good. One of our loyal,
yeah,
weather watchers. Rich Henry,
well,
thank
keep,
you
keep
so much.
Keep those memories of Terry alive. I like hearing the different commercials where I hear his voice yet, and I hope you can keep those going for quite a while.
That's our plan.
Okay, Tim.
All right,
I'll
Rich, thank you so much. And, you know, I had a lot of people ask me at the visitation on Wednesday. They said, hey, you're not, Terry's voice isn't going away, is it? No, I told them, it's not. The sports bumpers, the IDs, the sign-on cart, the sign-off cart, those aren't going anywhere. They will be with us for a long, long time. Terry Tote, gone way too soon at the age of 63. We need to get to a break. We will continue to take your phone calls, remembering Terry, when Sports Saturday rolls on.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
David Jenkins, thank you so much. As we remember Terry Tote here this morning on Sports Saturday, taking your phone calls, 532-2066, 324-2345, 854-2312. This does not have to be limited to sports. Terry did so many things over his wonderful life, and we want to hear about him this morning. 532-2066, 324-2345, 854-2312. All three of those phone numbers are in the 217 area code. And joining us now is Bertie Scroggins. She's just a stone's throw away from the physical radio station. Good morning, Bertie.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're doing well. We're just really enjoying all these wonderful stories about Terry.
Oh, I'm telling you. Number one, I want to say that WSMI is awesome, and all you guys are great. But I'll tell you what. I came to Hillsboro in 1980 and been listening to WSMI, and all my grandkids have been playing sports. And that Terry was the best announcer I have heard. I'll tell you what, he loved those kids so much, and those kids all knew him,
yeah,
by name. He knew them by name out in the public, you know, wherever you're at. I don't think Terry ever met a stranger, ever, ever. He must have been my brother, right?
That's right. But you're exactly right, though, Bertie. He was so personable.
Oh, my gosh. Very, very, very personable. I mean, I can't tell you how much I love that man. I will love him till the day I die. Working with him a little bit because, as you know, I worked out at a nursing home, and so I did advertising for the nursing home. So when I would come in there to make tapes to advertise, he, you know, hi, I'm Bertie Scroggins. And he'd say, hi, I'm Terry. Oh, he was awesome. Just totally awesome.
Yeah, he was just fantastic.
I don't want to take up time because I want other people to call in. But I'll tell you what, this is one man that is going to be a wonderful, wonderful legend. And God bless Terry and WSMI.
All right. Bertie, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
And that, you know, that, once again, that's just kind of exactly what Terry was all about. Just the overall impact. You know, we're going to get, I'm sure, a lot of sports-related calls today because, my gosh, he was just as good as it gets when it comes to sports announcing. But he did so many things, you know, from emceeing the various functions over in Raymond, the 4th of July celebrations, all sorts of different things, remote broadcasts, you know, Irish days over, just all over the area Terry Toad went during his 40-plus years of broadcasting. But today is about your stories of Terry. You know, I've talked about Terry for a long time. You know, a lot of you know how I feel about Terry, my stories of Terry. I want to hear your stories. 532-2066, 324-2345, 854-2312, all of those numbers in the 217 area code. Our friend Louis Lang is up at the state softball tournament. He's behind the plate as we speak for the 1A third place game. And Louis texted me last night. They moved those games up, I presume, because of some weather concerns. But Louis was planning on calling in today. But since he's actually working right now, he asked that I pass along this message. He said, I would not have had the privilege of knowing Terry if it would not have been for me officiating high school sports. Terry was always a supporter of high school athletes and officials. It was a real honor and privilege for Terry to attend my induction into the Illinois Coaches Softball Hall of Fame. We had several conversations in person and on the phone. Terry was definitely the voice of Central Illinois. I conversed with Terry approximately 1 week before he was called home. Thank God he has no more pain and suffering. My daily thoughts and prayers are with the Tote and WSMI families. God bless you and yours. That was from Louis Lang. And, you know, Terry officiated back in the day, too, and he would always, you know, he said, I wasn't a good official, but I was on time. I showed up on time. He always had to call it a Mack truck strike zone. He had a big old strike zone. If you set up 3 inches off the plate and you hit that mitt, he was calling it a strike because you were up there to swing. So he always understood. I think that's part of what made his sports broadcasting so special was he understood how hard of a job officiating is. You were never going to hear Terry Tote bash officials or claim that officials cost a certain team a ball game. Anytime somebody would come up to him after a game and say, oh, this official, he blew the game, that's why we lost, Terry would say, how many free throws did you miss? How many turnovers did you have? You know, because believe me, nobody has ever played a perfect game. And he always, always had the officials back because he knew exactly how hard of a job it was to do. Terry Tote. We are going to have his funeral service available for you on our website, probably sometime today, WSMIRadio.com. And it was a wonderful service. It was really fitting of the man. And his son, Brendan, who doesn't play the piano, played Take Me Out to the Ball Game, didn't miss a note, knocked it out of the park. It was a really touching moment. And Brendan's little son, Terry's grandson, learning to play the piano. And so Brendan thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to kind of sit along here and see if I can learn to play the piano. And all of a sudden, he flipped over the music book, and there's Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And he thought, you know what? That will be a wonderful tribute for Terry. And he was exactly right. And I can't begin to imagine how hard that was for Brendan to do. But in typical Terry fashion, remember, Terry's DNA, when it was showtime, Brendan brought it home. Fantastic. That was. What a moment. And right now on the phone is Clara from Carletonville. Clara, you're on Sports Saturday. Thank you so much for joining us. What's your Terry memory?
Well, we didn't actually know him personally all that well, but I won a prize on one of the contests, and I always wanted to have it, you know, go up to Carletonville office and pick it up.
Yeah.
And that time they said, no, you have to come over to the studio and pick it up. Well, when we got over there, we got the prize. We wanted a tour. And we got the tour, but we stopped with Terry. And it was just fantastic to meet him. And this was after he got back from having so long a stay at Springfield Hospital with his cancer and all.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just fantastic. He stopped everything. I mean, you know, he just put everything on automatic or whatever he does. And,
yep.
And it just, he just stood there and listened to us and talked to us. He's just a fantastic person. We just love to just talk to him.
Yeah, he was so easy to talk to, wasn't he, Clara? So easy to talk to.
Yes, he was. Very easy. So we will miss him, and I've listened to WSMI for, I guess, 40 years or so. So I've heard him on there all these years, but I really didn't know him until that day.
Yeah. That's wonderful, Claire. And I guarantee you, he probably said, I'll give you the nickel tour.
Well, he just acted like we knew each other forever.
Right. Yeah, that was Terry. It really was. Clara, thank you so much for your phone call. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Every tour, Terry, every gig, I'll give you the nickel tour. Give the nickel tour. And he would take you through the entire building. And he gave a lot of those station tours over the years. Taking your phone calls on Terry this morning, 532-2066, 324-2345, 854-2312. All three of those phone numbers are 217 area code. Sports Saturday here on WSMI FM 106. And we have Kevin from Springfield on the phone. Kevin, you're on Sports Saturday. Thank you so much for the phone call. What's your memory of Terry?
Well, I know one thing he would have said today, instead of saying June the 1st, he would say, today is June the 1st. Tomorrow is June the 2nd, and whatever.
You are right about that, my friend. And, you know, there were so many great sayings and little quirks that Terry had like that, just so much Terry Tote. And do you have one specific memory of Terry you would like to share with us?
Well, I got him on a cassette tape in my room. It was a Christmas performance that he did with Russ Pence.
Oh, boy.
And he had a bunch of kids with him there from Mount Zion Lutheran Church. And I used to listen to Russ Pence all the time when he used to be on, whether it was Terry broadcasting it or whoever it might be. But I remember one day he said to Russ Pence, he said, "Now you got to teach me at least one chord on the piano." And Russ Pence said, "Well, what would you like to have me teach you how to play?" And he says, "Teach me the key of F." So every time he would come on there, he would say, "Good morning, Russ. Good morning, everyone." And then he would play the key of F on Russ Pence's show every single time he was on there.
That's wonderful. And, boy, he loved that Russ Pence show. What a great moment in time that was.
And another thing I remember about Terry Tote, when he would do the sports programs, how excited he would get. And mm-hmm. he would, you know, he'd be almost like a hockey broadcaster. He scores!
His enthusiasm, and it was also genuine. You know, there was nothing that was forced or fabricated. That was just his natural emotional reaction to watching the moment.
And also, you wouldn't even have to know him, and he would consider you a friend. And you don't find that very often with people these days. You got to get to know them before they consider you as their friend. Not Terry.
No, that's exactly right. Kevin, thank you so much for your memories here today.
Well, I have one more question.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't know if you could do this or not. I don't have a computer or a website. I mean, the home here has it, but I was wondering unless it's too impossible, I wonder if you could play the funeral service, just play it on live.
That is definitely a possibility. As Terry would say, I'll have to run that up the flagpole and see what happens.
Oh.
But I will see what I can do, and hopefully we can make that happen for you, Kevin.
Okay, well, I can give you my address if you want to send it to me.
I'll tell you what. We'll have David talk to you off the air, because I don't want you to have to give your address on the air here. But David will talk to you off the air. He'll get that information, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay.
All right, Kevin from Springfield, thank you so much. Yeah, and that, you know, it's funny, like, and that's how it's going to be for a while, is there'll be certain things about Terry that we have forgotten in some ways, and then something will jog it. And just that expression right there, have to run up the flagpole and see what the boss man says. I heard Terry say that a number of times over the years. So we're definitely going to have the podcast on the website, WSMIRadio.com, and I think there's probably a decent chance. I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but I would suspect that we'll be able to broadcast the service on 106.1 as well. It was a lovely service. It really was. It was really nice. It was at Lincolnwood High School, of course, his alma mater, and it was a beautiful send off for a beautiful man. And I know that, I believe it was Bridget, his daughter, she went out to the park, got some grass, they got some dirt from their yard, and they put that on top of Terry's casket at the cemetery. So that seemed fitting as well. It was a rough day. It was a sad day, but Terry would have wanted it to be a happy day, because he lived a great life. He loved life, and he lived it to the fullest, man. Boy, did he live it to the fullest. We're really enjoying your phone calls here this morning. Let's hear your story about Terry. 532-2066, 324-2345, 854-2312, all in the 217 area code. He meant a great deal to everybody. You know, we all have certain things that we will always remember about Terry. And, you know, we've had a couple of callers today, and there's thousands of people who never got to physically meet Terry, but listened to him on the radio. And the stories have been the same, personable, just felt like you knew him your whole life. And I mentioned this in my eulogy on Thursday at the funeral service, but I said, for people who never had the privilege to meet Terry, but had only listened to him on the radio, he was 100% real. There, you know, the man that you heard on the radio, that's who he was. He wasn't any type of character, or he was a character. Don't get me wrong. The man was a character, but he wasn't playing a character on the radio. He was Terry Tote, on it, off it. That was him. So when you listen to Terry, that's who he was. He wasn't faking anything. He wasn't using some radio voice or using a fake name. The voice was Terry. He was Terry. He was always Terry Tote. He never forgot where he came from. And he was such a humble man. So sweet. So kind. And, we got Rich Stewart on the phone right now. Stewie, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I just was on my way to get some stuff ready to go to a rodeo, and I thought, you know what? If I just had to call. I couldn't say it now. If we had a week, I couldn't tell you all the blessings that Terry Tote put on me as a coach. And I mean, he never The guy never changed, man. From the time I started coaching in 74 till he fired me a few years ago, he was always there. He's one of the guys that he, you know, because with me, like a guy said, they either love you or hate you, and the hate's really running overboard here right now. And I said, well, and Terry was such a good person. He blessed me. Just, you know, when you're a coach and you sometimes think you're doing the right thing, but the people around you are going, man, you ain't right. Well, Terry accepted the fact that I wasn't right.
He did too, Stewie. Boy, he loved you not being right. You were wildly entertaining.
Oh, gosh, he was a treat. And he never called me Rich. He never called me Coach. It was always Stewie.
Yeah.
Stewie. And that just, you know, when this all came down, there's people that God puts in your life, and he was just a remarkable guy. Because my personality is not one. If you saw two guys out talking and you talked to both of them, you wouldn't put Rich Stewart and Terry Tote in the same sentence. You wouldn't go, oh, yeah, them guys are buddies. Those guys are tight. Oh, my God.
No, he always, I remember he used to always say, talking to your horses lately?
Yes. And like right now, you know, I'm out at the arena here. I'm trying to get a mower to mow my pasture, and I got to go to a rodeo, a state finals. My granddaughter, daughter, and son-in-law are up there with stock contracting. And he always somewhere would put something in the discussion, and it was about me or something I do. You know, he always made it about me.
Yeah.
You know, like he never took anything on himself. And the guy was amazing because when it's hard enough to coach games, when you can call games, because I never tried, I shouldn't even say this because I think everybody knows it. I wasn't in the parent business. I was in the kid business.
Yeah.
You know, my goal was to make these kids great. Now, if there was a time when I was a little overboard, that's just the way I am. I want you to be great. Now, if you don't like me, you cannot like me. But Terry, I never heard anybody say, "Ah, that Terry Toad," you know. No, and I'm thinking, man, I need to try that. Yeah.
Yeah. If you had
now,
a problem,
I didn't.
If you had a problem with Terry, it was more about you than anything to do with Terry. And Stewie, I think you just hit it right there. You made the comment you would never put Terry Toad and Rich Stewart in the same type of lump as friends. But you guys had the same philosophy. It was all about the kids. It was never about anything else than making sure that the kids had the best opportunity to succeed.
Yeah, and I mean, I got to give you an amen on that because it just, and sometimes what Terry couldn't do is he couldn't in any way disguise that. It was obvious. You come and watch me coach, you're going to go, that guy's nuts. I would never let my child be around him. And then after the game, I talked to Terry, and he's acting like I'm the best guy in the world. I go, I'm going to listen to Terry. I like what Terry's saying over here. This is good.
And you know, he believed, I mean, when I first started at the station, I remember he was one of the first people where he talked about you and about how you understood what it was about. He said, Stewie gets it. He said, he wants to win, don't get me wrong, but he gets it. It's about the kids. And I'll always remember you made the comment one time about the football playoffs. You said, I want to go as far away as they'll send me because some of these kids may never go that far again.
Exactly. Exactly. We went to Chicago to play, one of the private schools one year, and I can remember we had a time. We were going to leave. You know, hey, we're going to leave here at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I'm out walking around. You know, I'm nervous. And it wasn't even about the game. It's, can I get all these guys in one bus and get to the place before the game's over? And as I'm walking around, I look down at my watch, and I'm late. I'm going, oh, man, we got to get. And I go to the bus, and there's all these guys on the bus. Like, and nobody said a word. The coaches didn't say anything. And this is the first time I brought it up since it happened. And I thought, well, I'm the biggest fool in the group. The kids are smarter than me. They know where to go, you know. But it was an amazing ride, and even at Greenville, and I still coach down there. They haven't figured out who I am yet, but he was always, I could call him on a Saturday and say, hey, just want to let you know that my son, you know, he's rodeoing somewhere and he did this or, you know, just throwing stuff at him, just throwing it off the wall. And you never told him anything that he didn't even, if he might have not been interested, he always acted like you gave him the best piece of information he's ever had.
That's so true, Stewie. So true.
And he just was remarkable because, again, if you pick two guys out of the world and go, Rich Stewart and Terry Toad to be friends, people are going to go, ha, no way, man. Terry's a nice guy. And I'm glad I knew him because, you know, I've never his whole personality, it kind of rubs off on you.
Yeah.
You know, there was times he made me a better guy, and that's not easy. That's a full-time job for Terry Toad. That's for sure.
Stewie, thank you so much for your thoughts and memories today. And, hey, be careful at the rodeo.
Well, the good news is I'm just going to watch. I still ride a little bit, but I'm more – and you know how. Now, I grew up, and guess what I ended up being? I ended up being one of those parents and a grandparent. I didn't know the grandparents why they acted the way they do until I had a granddaughter, 11, who rodeoed.
You get it now.
And you know how it is. I didn't realize that your granddaughter or grandson is the best in the world.
Right. Of course.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think rodeo clown could be a retirement profession for you. Some people are Walmart greeters. I think you'd be a good rodeo clown.
You know what? I think I can clown. I will mention that to the IPRA and the PRCA. I'll see if my son can get me a job as a rodeo clown.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
That would
All
be
right,
fantastic.
Buddy.
Stewie, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All right, Rich Stewart and Stewie was one of Terry's all-time favorites. And, you know, the old saying, you know, different but the same. Terry Toad and Rich Stewart were different in, boy, countless ways. But in the main way, in the most important way, they were the same. They were the same. All about the kids. Make sure the kids have the best opportunity to compete and succeed. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We will continue to take your phone calls about our friend, the great Terry Toad, when Sports Saturday continues.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
David Jenkins, thank you so much as we continue to take your phone calls about your memories of Terry. 532-2066, 324-2345. 854-2312, all in the 217 area code. It's just been a wonderful day here. Some wonderful stories and just great, great memories. We all have them. We all have our memories of Terry, and we want to hear your memories this morning. 532-2066, 324-2345, 854-2312. Do you want to mention yesterday on the floor of the Illinois Senate, they introduced Senate Resolution 0477 in honor of Terry Toad. Now, you can read the entire resolution on the Illinois.gov website. It is Senate Resolution 0477. I'd give you the link, but it's like a long, drawn-out link. So if you just go to Illinois.gov.
I think it's like IGA.gov, Illinois General Assembly.
There you go. That's it.
I'll look it up more to make sure I'm right. But
yeah. If you type in Illinois General Assembly, surely that'll eventually get you to the website and then navigate you on the way. But that tells you the impact that he had when the General Assembly takes time out of their day. And it was a busy day over there. Final day of session.
ILGA.gov.
ILGA.gov. So you go there and then you can navigate your way through and find Senate Resolution 0477 as they honored Terry Toad. Just wonderful. Just absolutely wonderful. Here on Sports Saturday, taking your phone calls about your memories of our friend Terry Toad. He was laid to rest on Thursday as he passed away at the age of 63 after a long, hard battle with cancer. And joining us now, Barb Stevenson of Raymond. Good morning, Barb. Thanks for joining us on Sports Saturday. And what are your memories?
Hi there. Good morning. Well, I can't say enough about our dear friend that was like a big brother to me. Terry and I went school together, but he was somewhat younger. And when him and Brenda got married, I thought the world of Terry all along, because he always had that big smile and great laughter, and I don't know anybody in Raymond that didn't love Terry. But he would bring Bridgie and Brendan out to my licensed daycare, which was outside of town in the country, and I was so impressed with him as a father, because he always gave them lots of hugs and kisses and told them to have a great day, and you didn't always see that.
Hmm.
I had my daycare for about 8 years, and my children were always so impressed with Terry's. He was just like an icon. He was an excellent mentor to every child in this community. He did exceptionally awesome things for us at the 4th of July, especially emceeing our queen pageants. And no matter how hot it was or the humidity, Terry stood up there brave and bold and fun, and he was an excellent interviewer to every person I know. Even the little bitty ones, only 5 years old, he could get the best out of them. And as far as sports, I can't see enough, because he started working with my son Michael when he was only maybe 3 or 4 years old, and he intensely taught those boys some excellent skills, and he was patient and kind. And the one thing that really impressed me was Terry always had something positive to say. He never expressed anything negative, which was also a wonderful God-given gift. But the best gift God gave Terry was the gift of Gab.
Yes.
And we all enjoyed day and night and night and day listening to not just the Lincolnwood Lancer games, but all of the other towns in this area. And my most heartfelt memory was when he broadcast my son Michael and the Lancers baseball.
In 09.
In 09.
Yes.
When they won state. And we weren't able to hear that, but let me tell you, that guy was an icon, and he was so animated and so great and gave us nothing but the beautiful gift of friendship. And I will say, all of his God-given gifts, he did take advantage of, and I can't say enough about him as far as being a person that did spread God's love by teaching our children how to be positive and determined and be a good sport. So I thank you for this time, and we sure miss him.
Oh, we sure do, and we're going to miss him forever, but all the great memories we have and the legacies left will live forever. Barb, thank you so much for your memories today. Anything else?
Well, I want to thank WSMI for doing such an excellent job, and still do in every way. In rural society, we are very, very blessed to have you folks. And you're carrying on with Terry's broadcasting skills, and you're all very professional, and we love you, and we thank you.
Well,
so have a great day.
You too, Barb. Thank you so much. And, you know, for us at WSMI, the best thing that we can do to honor Terry is to carry his torch as best we can and just remember the principles that guided him through his not just professional career, because, as I've said, the man he was on the radio, that's how he lived his life off the radio. You know, treat people with respect. Be humble. Don't be an arrogant person. You know, and believe me, when you're in this business for an extended period of time, you run into some people who have a little bit of an ego. who, you know, have a pretty high opinion of themselves. Terry never did. He would have been more than warranted to have a high opinion of himself because he was awesome, but he didn't. That's why he was who he was. Be humble. Be a good person. And remember, it is about the kids in our society. And Terry loved the kids. Loved the kids. And he wanted nothing more. He didn't care if the kids won or lost. He wanted them to have an avenue to compete and have fun. And that competition wasn't limited to just between the lines of a normal ball field. He loved scholastic ball. He loved band. Any avenue that allowed kids to be a part of something bigger than themselves, that is what Terry loved more than anything. Okay, 532-2066, 324-2345, 854-2312. Time for one more phone call, and we've had some wonderful phone calls today, and we've loved each and every one of them. They've just been touching and just a great, I think, encapsulation of what Terry was all about during his remarkable life. And again, coming up next week, we're going to replay the 1998 Nokomis State Championship game, one of his all-time classic broadcasts with the woohoos and everything else that came with it. So we will broadcast that next week during this time. That will be Sports Saturday next week, the 1998 State Basketball Championship. And the following week, we're going to be at Irish Days. Boy, did Terry love Irish Days. We'll be inside the Chili Dome, as he would call it, and we will be talking that day with Matt Milberg and Vern Pinkston as we're going to continue to remember Terry here throughout the summer. His life and legacy deserves more than just one show. We're going to replay the 98 game next week, and then over the course of the summer, we'll play the 99 Nokomis game, the 2006 Hillsboro Girls Championship game, and then, of course, the 2009 Lincolnwood Baseball State Championship. We're going to bring all four of those broadcasts to you over the course of the summer as part of our WSMI Classic Series as we honor Terry Tote. Now, Terry would say, could you get some sports in, please? Do you think he could do some sports? We can do some sports. The 1A and 2A state baseball and softball tournaments are going on today. Calhoun lost an epic game yesterday in 12 innings, 2-0 to Goreville. And they moved the state ball softball games up to get around the weather. And David, you have some updates for us over there?
Yes, in the top of the fifth inning, Illini Bluffs leading Goreville in the 1A, is it the championship game, that matchup? So softball 1A championship, fifth inning, 1-0 ball game.
Okay, and you have anything on 2A?
I do not. This was just through Twitter.
The Twitter.
Also, good luck to Drew and Reed Detmers today. Drew is pitching for Glenwood in the sectional championship. Reed playing for Louisville in the College World Series.
Pretty good day for the Detmers. Here on Sports Saturday, I think we're getting our final phone call today about Terry Tote, and we've enjoyed these stories today, your stories. We all have memories, and it's been great to hear your stories about Terry Tote here this morning on WQSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois. And joining us now on Sports Saturday, I think David might be having a phone issue. He just gave a strange look on his face. That's never good. I think a little housekeeping issue. As Terry would say, live radio. You never know what you might get into here on Sports Saturday. But it's been a wonderful day to remember just a wonderful man. Terry George Tote passed away at the age of 63. And Jean from Panama joins us. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning. I just want to say what a great person Terry was. And to thank all of you for all that you do for everybody.
Well, we appreciate that. And, you know, that's what Terry was all about. He was all about serving people. And he loved telling people stories, Gene. You know, that was one of the things he loved to do the most, was to tell people's stories.
You know, I saw him at the cancer dinner whenever he was the speaker. And he was awesome. You know, I had cancer 47 years ago, and after the dinner, I went up and talked to Terry and Brenda, and they were both so nice. But I just wish he could have made it through that, too.
I know. I know. He fought as long and as hard as he could. Gene, thank you so much for your thoughts and memories today.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You know, Gene's from Panama. It reminds me of a story Terry used to tell. We get lots of interesting phone calls here at the radio station over just a variety of things. People call up, and sometimes they just want to vent about something that has nothing to do with us. Sometimes they're mad at us. They want to vent about us, whatever. It's all good. But one day, this was back in the 80s, when Ronald Reagan, of course, was the president, and they were getting set to send Marines to the country of Panama. And there was a good old boy that called up the radio station, and Terry answered the phone, and I can't tell the story good enough to do it justice the way Terry told it. But the gist of it is this. The old boy thought that the Marines were coming to invade Panama, Illinois. And he said, "I'm on my porch with my rifle, and they will have to pry it from my cold, dead fingers if they want to take my house." Just, and the way that Terry told that story was so, so funny. But I'll always remember that one. No, the country, Panama, the country, not the town in Illinois. Thank everyone this morning for your phone calls as we remember Terry Toth. That's going to wrap up Sports Saturday here on the first day of June, 2019. Terry Toth passed away on May the 23rd. He was laid to rest on Thursday, May the 30th. It was a wonderful ceremony. We will get that ceremony up on the website, WSMIRadio.com. We will see about broadcasting the service here on WSMI FM 106. Terry Toth, the great Terry Toth, gone but never forgotten. His legacy will live on forever. Thank you for all the phone calls today. We will continue to honor Terry throughout the coming months here on your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. For David Jenkins, I am Tim Mize, and rest in peace, Terry Toth.